You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who visited the StoryCorps booth in Dayton in 2014. Today we meet Yasmin Allen and her husband, Mitchell Allen. They talked about their family, their relationship, and their first blind date.
So, Mitchell, do you remember the first time we met?
Yes, I do. And you were a little bit late. And since I hadn't really seen you, I was waiting to see which person was going to come in. I was pleasantly surprised.
So I made a picnic lunch, and we went to one of the parks on campus, and we had our picnic. And
had a great time.
Had a great time. And I mean, I know that I fell in love with you that day. It was love at first sight. And then when did we get married?
Officially or?
Yes, officially.
Okay. Because we got married on May 8th, 1997.
You're really not very good with dates.
It was.
May 12th.
Okay, May 12th, 1997. But then we had a wedding.
Right.
An official wedding on August 2nd of 1997. So.
I am originally from Iraq. I was born there, but my parents located to United Arab Emirates when I was 5. That is where I grew up and spent most of my life until I was 17 when I came to the U.S. to attend college, having lived in different places with my parents and living in UAE, you know, I was always told, you know, it was the consensus that since we weren't natives that, you know, we wouldn't always live there. And then I knew that we wouldn't go back to Iraq because of all the political issues and upheaval in that country that's still going on. I just never felt like I belonged anywhere. And I always was in search of that sense of belonging, to just belong somewhere and just spend the rest of my life. And when I met you, I found that, and that's all I ever wanted.
You find out that people from around the world, regardless of where they come from, certain things, you know, you care about your children, your family, your legacy, things of this nature. And then we learned that in particular, the two of us shared the same, you know, moral values. We shared the same
worldview,
the same goals for our children, our family, things of this nature. And it was a connection I never had with anyone else. So, I mean, I knew right then that I was in love with you and that you're the person I wanted to marry. I wasn't sure you were, you know, in the same position, but I knew that pretty early on. And, of course, when we first met.
I did, too. I knew when we first met that, you know, we were meant to be, that you were my soulmate. And I'm just so glad that we did meet, because so many people never get that opportunity, and they live through their whole life without that feeling that they belong, that they have this connection with another human, that, you know, that other human loves them no matter what. They will always be there for them. I know in my heart that no matter what, you will always be there for me. You would never abandon me or never walk away. You will always be there for me.
And I always will be there. And I know you'll always be there for me. And I think that's the important thing. I mean, you know, you have to take that step. You have to actually make that decision to go ahead and meet that person rather than spend your whole life worrying about what could have been. You know, I don't have any regrets. I don't have to think about what could have been. I've got you with me, and that's what I wanted my whole life, and I've got it.
I do, too, and I can't imagine any other life other than this. If I have to do it all over again, I would still make that picnic and come see you on April the 8th, 1995. And, well, thank you for taking that leap of faith on me and never looking back.
Well, thank you for making me the happiest man in the world.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by WYSO Miller Fellow and Antioch College student Mari Smith.